This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has initiated the process for formation of a new government at the centre. Preparations for government formation began with the ruling NDA unanimously electing Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of NDA leaders in New Delhi yesterday, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. The NDA meeting was held at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. Besides Mr. Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader and Maharashtra CM Eknath Shinde, Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan, Apna Dal Leader Anupriya Patel, RLD Chief Jayant Chaudhary, JDS Chief H.D. Kumaraswamy, Hindustan Awami Morcha Chief Jitan Ram Majhi, Jan Sena Party Leader Pawan Kalyan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a farewell dinner for the outgoing cabinet at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several other ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nirmala Sitharaman and Nitin Gadkari, attended the dinner. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi tendered his resignation, along with the Council of Ministers, to President Murmu. In Uttarakhand, 9 trekkers from Karnataka died near the Sahastra Tal in Uttarakhand. 9 trekkers, part of a 22-member group, died after losing their way due to bad weather while on their way back from Sahastra Tal on Tuesday. 13 trekkers have been rescued by a joint air-ground search and rescue operation by IAF, NDRF and SDRF. The Sahastra Tal trek is a high-altitude trail at 15,000 feet in the Garhwal region of Uttarakhand. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has said that he is pained to learn that 9 trekkers from the state have died after being caught in bad weather near Sahastra Tal. He also directed Revenue Minister Krishna Bairagowda, who has reached Dehradun, to ensure the safe return of all the rescued trekkers to Karnataka. He added that the government is taking all possible measures and working beyond capacity to bring back the trekkers. Indian origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams, along with Butch Wilmore, have become the first to fly to space aboard the Boeing Starliner in the first ever crewed mission. The 59-year-old Williams created history by becoming the first woman to fly on the maiden mission of a new human-rated spacecraft. The crew was launched yesterday to fly aboard the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket from the Space Launch Complex 41 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The flight comes after several delays over the years. The first human flight was slated on May the 7th, but was delayed over a helium leak and later due to an issue with the ground power supply at the ULA. This was the third attempt, and the weather was 90% favorable for the launch. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over northeast region, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India till tomorrow. IMD has said that similar conditions are also likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD predicted that heatwave conditions would prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Odisha during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, Delhi witnessed a medium rain with hailstorm last night. In ICC T20 World Cup, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in their group stage clash at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. Put into bat first, Ireland were bundled out on a meagre score of 96 runs in 16 overs as Indian bowlers Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah and Ashdeep Singh took 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.